because it's time for, well, this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
Ever.
The Richter Scale is brought to you by Ramsey Waite. Ramsey Waite has all of your leading brands under one roof, including John Deere, Polaris, Yamaha, and more. Go to Ramsey Waite for all of your needs. In college football is where we'll begin the Richter Scale today. There were a pair of big upsets. The Oklahoma Sooners lost at home to Iowa State as like 35-38 point favorites, and the Jim Harbaugh-led Michigan Wolverines lost at home again to Michigan State. Both losses are going to have an impact on the college football playoff for sure when those rankings come out, but which loss rates as the bigger upset? Or I guess the win.
I know what it is, but Michigan State now has Harbaugh 1-4 against his main rivals. Spate, the starter for Michigan, was out. O'Korn didn't play really well. They were only about a 10 or 12 point underdog. The Cyclones were, like you said, a 4.5 touchdown dog. Whoa. At Norman against that offense and what was supposed to be a real speed-oriented defense. So Iowa State is the answer. Some are saying that's one of the two or three biggest upsets in conference history.
Wow.
Yeah.
So at the other end of the scale, one of the least important matchups of the week, since there was only one game between two ranked teams, was a Western Michigan game against Buffalo stealing the show. It went into six overtimes with a final of 71-68 to Western Michigan, a game that was 31-all at the end of regulation. How crazy was this game?
Well, six overtimes, and the best part of it was they, in the fourth overtime, they both had to go for two. They made it. In the fifth overtime, they had to go for two. They both missed it. In the sixth overtime, they both had to go for two, and they missed it before Buffalo kicked a field goal, and Western Michigan got that touchdown run by Jarvie Franklin. That is one of the most unbelievable. They scored 139 points. If the answer is how crazy is it, we're going Spinal Tap. It's an 11.
All right. In baseball, the division series went off to a hot start, and the defending champs were up 3-1 going into the eighth, and the Cubs bullpen gives up a 5 spot thanks to a mammoth Bryce Harper home run. How important was that comeback for the Nats now that they've got Scherzer going in game 3? I wrote this before I realized that the game would be on mid-second.
The Nationals to come back in the playoffs is huge. Because it always happens the other way. They're still looking for their first advancement in the postseason. The fact that it's Harper and he looked healthy is huge. And despite the fact that they are playing now, it's still 1-1.
Yep.
So that could still be like a landmark play that could catapult them to the NLCS. That's a 9.
In the AL, it was your highlight coming into the break, but Greg Bird did the impossible against Andrew Miller, hitting only the second home run as a lefty off of Miller and the fourth of 2017 that Miller's given up. Also a phenomenal start by Tanaka, 7 innings, 7 Ks, 3 hits, 1 walk. How important does that win rate as its importance for the Yankees to get to game 4?
Well, Tanaka, in a lot of ways, people kept saying if he would just snap out of it and start holding up his end and be healthy and be the caliber of starter that they hoped when they brought him over, that could have been the difference between them being in the wild card game and beating the Bo Sox in the East. Of course, we get back to Friday with the Lonnie Chisenhall play and Joe Girardi with some very suspect decisions. So getting that kind of outing, getting a win in a best of 5 as opposed to best of 7. You know, I'm going to put that as a 7 with tonight pending.
Another one that I wrote before the game ended earlier, but it was the Red Sox. Their offense took off in game 3. They scored 10 against the Astros. The starting pitching was again poor, but it was a bullpen game from the Sox. And David Price, he's retooled himself as a relief pitcher, went 4 innings of shutout ball. How would you rate the performance of the $217 million man, now reliever?
He looked kind of nasty. Yeah. And they knew coming back that he was probably going to have to accept a bullpen role. So he was cool with it. Make no mistake, they're going to want him at the top of that rotation next year. I don't think there's a lot of doubt about it. But right now, they know for the playoffs, they could bring a Cy Young winner out of the bullpen to match up as a setup guy or if their starter struggles.
Yeah.
That was a 9, but now it's over and it's a 1.
Yeah, real quick. And then just like, what does it mean with the Astros moving on for baseball? Their series win.
I think it sends a message that you might not have known much about these guys coming in. Pay attention. They ain't going anywhere. The Astros are going to be a power in this league. They're set for, I would say, 3 to 5 years before arbitration and free agency starts to set in with guys like Altuve and Correa and Keuchel and some of their best players. But for now, learn about the ad. Live it. Know it. Learn it. Oh, it's really heavy, dude. This ain't going anywhere. Go ahead.
Last one for the NFL real quick. Odell Beckham, broken ankle. J.J. Watt, broken leg as well. Bigger loss. How does these impact their team, the bigger loss?
The Giants now, instead of winning 4 games, might win 2.
Ooh.
But Houston had a chance. They were a possible playoff team. That was devastating. That was a 10 devastating for the Texans.